evening, everyone. I'd like to call to order the January 6, 2026 reorganization meeting of the Randolph Township Council. Mary, would you please read the Open Public Meeting Act?
This meeting is held pursuant to the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act. Adequate notice of the meeting has been provided by posting written notice of the time, date, location, and to the extent known, the agenda of the meeting in Randolph Township. This notice was published on the Township website and posted on the bulletin board within Town Hall. The notice was filed with the Township Clerk and it was provided to those persons or entities requesting notification. Notice was provided to the West Morris Recorder and the Morris County Daily Record on November 13, 2025 by emailing them the annual resolution adopted by the Council on November 4, 2025. The annual resolution, which included this meeting date, was advertised in the West Morris Recorder on November 20th, 2025, and the Daily Record on November 19th, 2025. Notice was also provided to Tap into Randolph, an online digital publication, on November 21st, 2025.
Thank you. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a number of dignitaries and elected officials that have been with us this evening. I know some are still here, some had to leave early. I'm just going to recognize everyone who came out tonight, so we're not playing a guessing game. This is always the hardest part, right? We don't want to. But I want to thank the following dignitaries for joining us this evening. Senator Anthony Bucco, I think he had already departed. Our Sheriff James Gannon, County Commissioner Deb Smith, County Commissioner Doug Cabana, Commissioner Director Stephen Shaw, our surrogate Heather Darling, who was here earlier. Our county clerk, Ann Grassi. Our assemblywoman-elect, Marissa Sweeney. Hello, assemblywoman-elect. We also have, from the County College of Morris, County College President, Dr. Tony Iacono. CCM Trustee Chair, Paul LaCitra. CCM Trustee, Justin Lash. And CCM Trustee and former Randolph Mayor, Jim Lovitz. See, this is a balance. This is the hardest part of the night. I also want to acknowledge our police chief, Will Harzula, and our fire chief, Mike Vanadia. We also have our deputy fire chief, Craig Mattis, is here as well. We also have with us from Resurrection Parish, Father Garcia. And from St. Matthew, Father Brian Quinn. And Rabbi Bakor from the Vod Center is here as well. Rabbi, thank you for joining us. One of our state representatives who could not be here is Assemblywoman Ora Dunn. However, she did ask that we read a letter that she had sent to us, so I'm going to read that letter now from Assemblywoman Dunn into the record. While I regret that I'm unable to attend your reorganization meeting in person this year, I want to extend my sincere congratulations to the officials being sworn in this evening and to all those continuing their service in your community. It is a true privilege to represent 19 municipalities across our state. At times, I admire colleagues who serve smaller districts and can traverse them with ease. Still, I would not trade the remarkable diversity, character, and shared commitment to community that define our region for anything. From Mendham to West Milford, one of the largest towns in New Jersey by area, to Victory Gardens, among the smallest, we are fortunate to call this vibrant northwestern corner of the Garden State our home. Each municipality contributes something unique to the fabric of our district, and together, they reflect the strength of local leadership across New Jersey. As you take your oaths of office, the public places its trust in you to govern with integrity, responsibility, and respect for those you serve. I have great confidence in your dedication and your ability to lead your community towards a strong and successful year ahead. I look forward to continuing to work alongside you in the months ahead to advance our shared goals and to address the challenges and opportunities before us. Please do not hesitate to reach out as we move forward together. I extend my gratitude to the municipal staff who make these ceremonies possible and to the families of those serving in public office. Your support and sacrifices in service to your communities are deeply appreciated. Congratulations once again, and best wishes for a productive, meaningful, and rewarding year. Sincerely, Ora Dunn, Assemblywoman from the 23rd Legislative District. At this time, Donna, would you please take the roll call?
Councilman Carey.
Here.
Councilman Ilbaum.
Here.
Councilman Fossenhauser.
Here.
Councilman Hathaway.
Here.
Councilman Zavaccia.
Here.
Councilwoman Thornton.
Here.
Councilwoman Veach.
Here.
We'll now move to the selection of temporary mayor. Is there a nomination to select a temporary mayor?
I would make that nomination. I would nominate Donald Luciani.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Carey.
Yes.
Councilman Ilbaum.
Yes.
Councilman Fossenhauser.
Yes.
Councilman Hathaway.
Yes.
Councilman Zavaccia.
Yes.
Councilwoman Thornton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Veach.
Yes.
At this time, I would like to take nominations for selection of the mayor for the year 2026.
It would be my honor to nominate Mark Forstenhauser to serve as mayor of Randolph Township in 2026.
Can I have a second?
I'd like to second that.
Councilman Carey.
Yes.
Councilman Ilbaum.
Yes.
Councilman Forstenhauser.
Yes.
Councilman Hathaway.
Yes.
Councilman Zavaccia.
Yes.
Councilwoman Thornton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Veach.
Yes.
I'd now like to take nominations and selection for a deputy mayor for the year 2026.
I would like to nominate Luna Zavaccia as deputy mayor for 2026.
Thank you. Can I have a second?
And I will second that motion.
Thank you. Councilman Carey.
Yes.
Councilman Ilbaum.
Yes.
Councilman Fossenhauser.
Yes.
Councilman Hathaway.
Yes.
Councilman Zavaccia.
Yes.
Councilwoman Thornton.
Yes.
Councilman Veach.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
opportunity to call forward former Mayor Hathaway and Mayor Forstenhouse. Good evening, everyone, and Happy New Year. Thank you for joining us all tonight as we begin a new chapter for Randolph Township. Before we look ahead, I want to take a moment to reflect on the past year and express my deepest appreciation to Mayor Joe Hathaway for his extraordinary leadership throughout 2025. Serving alongside you has been a privilege, and your commitment to Randolph's families and future was evident every day. Your innovative approach to communication, especially through the Minute with the Mayor series, helped make local government more accessible and transparent. Residents felt informed and engaged, and that is a lasting contribution to our community. Under your leadership, the Township Council achieved remarkable progress on priorities that matter most to Randolph, from securing comprehensive Route 10 safety improvements and managing the Route 80 closure with calm and coordination, and advancing a number of infrastructure projects. Your steady hand guided us through challenges and opportunities alike. Your advocacy on affordable housing was a defining moment of your tenure. By working towards a fair and realistic settlement, you have had a hand in preserving the character of our community while protecting taxpayers and essential services, a major win for Randolph Township. I also want to recognize your unwavering support for fiscal responsibility. Together, we delivered over $1.1 million in savings and grants, equivalent to 2.4% of our operating budget, ensuring that every dollar was spent wisely for the benefit of our residents. Mayor Hathaway, thank you for your vision, accessibility, and tireless service. Your leadership in 2025 set a high bar for collaboration and community-first values. On behalf of the Township Administration, I wish you continued success as you transition to your role on the Council. It has been a true honor to work with you. I want to warmly congratulate Mayor Mark Forstenhausler on your selection to a third term as mayor, and Deputy Mayor Luna Sabatia on your selection as deputy mayor. Both of you bring experience, dedication, and a deep commitment to Randolph's future. I look forward to working closely with you and the entire Township Council to build on the progress we've made and continuing to deliver services for our residents. Together, we will keep Randolph strong, vibrant, and prepared for the opportunities and challenges ahead. Thank you all for your trust and partnership. Here's to a successful and productive year for our community. As we celebrate America's 250th birthday this year, let's honor our history by continuing to build a township that reflects the very best of our nation. Strong, united, and full of promise for generations to come. Thank you. And this is presented to Mayor Joe Hathaway, 2025.
Yep. Ready? One,
You can tell Greg taught me well because you're going to pretty much hear a lot of the same highlights. So you just heard from Greg for me, so I apologize for any redundancies, but it was certainly a special year. So good evening, everyone, and Happy New Year. Thank you all for being here tonight. Congratulations, Mayor Forstenhausler, on election to your third term as mayor. You know, going into last year in what was my first term as mayor, I wanted to make sure that I had someone serving as my deputy mayor with the right experience, with a track record of success here in Randolph, and a steady hand that I could rely on as I navigated the duties of mayor for the first time. Mayor Forstenhausler is the consummate public servant, and Mark, I want to thank you publicly for providing the guidance and support that you did for me over the past year while still giving me the freedom to grow and learn in the job. I greatly appreciate that, and I look forward to your leadership in 2026. And I wish you and Deputy Mayor Sabatia great success in the coming year. As I transition from my role as mayor, I want to take a moment to express my heartfelt gratitude and thanks to the entire Randolph community. Serving as mayor has been one of the greatest honors of my life, and this opportunity to serve friends and neighbors and move our township forward is something that I will never take for granted. I also want to thank my wife, Whitney, for her tremendous partnership and sacrifice this year, and for rocking Baby Yula on all of us, which doesn't disrupt the program. Seriously, with all of the responsibilities we have on the council as mayor and calendars and public commitments, Whitney took on a lot of extra responsibility this year and basically did so either pregnant or with a newborn baby the entire year. So she's truly the one who deserves all the credit for what we've been able to do. I do also want to acknowledge my kids who are here tonight. We've already kind of met Baby Yula, but Jay and Elle are here too. And I want to thank Jay and Elle especially, because I don't think maybe they don't fully grasp what tonight's all about, but they did sacrifice a lot this year between all of Daddy's meetings and dragging them to various events and, you know, getting stopped for 20 minutes at the grocery store every time. They went through a lot for being 6 and 4 years old, I want to thank them for their support of me as well. A year ago, I began my term right in this room, acknowledging that with only 365 days in the job, my goal was to make each and every one of those days count. And I think when you look back on what we accomplished in 2025, making each day count is exactly what we did. This past year was a testament to what we can achieve when we work collaboratively, when we listen to each other, and when we stay relentlessly focused on the mission of supporting Randolph families. One of our biggest wins in 2025 was settling our fourth round affordable housing obligation with the state and with Fair Share Housing Center. Affordable housing mandates have been a concern for residents and for our township council for many years, but I'm proud to say that by approving this latest agreement for our fourth round, the township council fought hard to make sure that we kept Randolph families first. When the state determined our initial obligation at 355 units, we pushed back against this unrealistic number and ultimately agreed to an obligation of 28 units, a 92% reduction in our obligation that will preserve the character of our community, that will protect the environment, and minimize the burden on our roads, on our first responders, and on our school system. Our fourth round settlement is a major accomplishment, one that sets realistic expectations for new housing over the next decade and keeps our local leaders in charge of when, where, and how we develop our own community, not developers, and certainly not Trenton bureaucrats. No offense to any Trenton bureaucrats. We also advanced much-needed infrastructure initiatives, including the resurfacing of 28 township roads, improvements to Calais and South Road, and the Morris Turnpike water main extension. The But most notably, as you heard from Greg, we partnered strongly this year with NJDOT to secure a commitment to comprehensive improvements at several major intersections across Route 10. Center Grove Road, Dover Chester Road, Canfield Avenue, South Salem Street, and Sussex Turnpike. These long-awaited improvements and upgrades will improve traffic safety, ease congestion, and address long-standing issues on Randolph's busiest corridor. A major thank you goes out to our township administration and to the Randolph Police Department for their leadership and their persistence working with NJDOT to secure these projects in really just a matter of months. Our commitment to economic development helped welcome more than 24 new businesses into town, from mom-and-pop small businesses to global Fortune 50 corporations. And we've seen several long-anticipated commercial projects, like Joyce Honda out on Route 10, finally break ground and come to life. I want to thank our Economic Development Committee, I know we have a few members that are here tonight, the Randolph Area Chamber of Commerce, and every single member of our business community for their commitment to work with us to bring jobs and opportunities to Randolph. We also deliver on our goal of enhancing communication with our residents by reaching people where they are through new communication tools such as Minute with the Mayor, our video series, and all the work we've been doing on social media and digital to keep our residents informed on important issues like our fourth round affordable housing throughout the year. Our commitment to public safety and support of law enforcement has always remained a top priority. In 2025, we made Randolph a safer community by successfully restoring our police department to full staffing levels, deploying new body-worn cameras to enhance transparency, and making cybersecurity upgrades to protect township operations and residents' data. Our volunteers, as always, across fire, rescue, and emergency service, continue to embody selflessness, sacrifice, and community-first values. We have a number of our first responders here today. I want to thank all you did to keep our community safe in 2025. One of my other priorities coming into this role last year was to make sure that Randolph was fully prepared to celebrate America 250 in 2026, the semi-quincentennial of the founding of our nation. We proudly launched our America 250 Steering Committee, which was made up of community members, inclusive of the VFW, civic organizations in town, our recreation programs, and including the school district as well, to help shape Randolph's role in celebrating our 250th birthday. I was blown away by the work this team did over the past few months to build a comprehensive calendar of events celebrating America 250, and I encourage everyone here to visit randolphnj.org to see our full list of activities planned for the year and to try to participate as much as possible in this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to celebrate our country. We also continue to enhance our parks and rec spaces, moving forward with plans for a new art center, adding new fencing in Randolph Lake, and modernizing our playground equipment at Rosen Farr and High Steam Parks. We also advanced our parks master plan with input from thousands of residents, and I look forward to seeing this plan finalized later this year. Here in Randolph, we're building and creating not just for today, but also for the next generation. And amid all these projects and operational advancements this year, as you heard from Greg, we kept taxpayers top of mind and made financial stewardship a key priority. In 2025, the Township Administration was able to deliver more than $1.1 million in savings to Randolph taxpayers through cost savings, cost avoidance, and through a number of external grants. I want to thank Township Manager Greg Poff and his team for their prudent management of our budget and for always ensuring that we're smart and that we're effective with how we use taxpayer dollars. This year was not without its challenges. As Greg mentioned, we did deal with the disruptions on Route 10 caused by the sinkholes on Route 80. We had a few severe weather events and a devastating apartment fire. But through it all, in every single case, Randolph showed its strength and its compassion and our collective resilience. We came together, lifted one another up, and continued to move forward as one community. I'm deeply grateful again for your trust, for all of your energy this past year, and for your belief in Randolph's future. While my term as mayor comes to an end, I'll continue to serve proudly as a councilman in 2026 and look forward to continuing to work hard for all of you in new ways in the months ahead. Thank you again for allowing me this incredible opportunity to serve and to contribute to what makes Randolph an already amazing community. I wish you all health, peace, and prosperity in the new year. May God bless all of you. May God bless Randolph. May God bless this great country. Thank you.
Next on the agenda is council, mayor and council remarks, and I'll start off with mine. Happy New Year, everyone, and thank you for attending the Randolph Township pre-organization meeting this evening. I want to thank my wife, Susan, my daughter, Lauren, for swearing me in for the third time, and my mother-in-law, Inga, for all that you do in our family. Without the love and support of these three ladies, I would not be able to serve Randolph, whether on the volunteer fire department for the last 31 years or on the township council. I also thank my colleagues on our township council for selecting me to serve as mayor in 2026. I will do my best to demonstrate that your trust in me is justified. Joe Hathaway served as mayor this past year and did an excellent job representing our municipality. He worked tirelessly to attend community events, wrote numerous articles and press releases, and as everyone knows, shared his minute with the mayor videos on social media to keep residents informed. I thank him sincerely for his efforts and his service. Thank you, Mayor Hathaway. Our new mayor, our new deputy mayor, Luna Zavaccia, is no stranger to this role. I am confident he will do an outstanding job. I look forward to working with him. Mr. Boff, you have been a fantastic township manager. We have seen many improvements over the past year, and I thank you for continuing to help steer Randolph in the right direction. Under your leadership, we maintained strong financial management in 2025, and as has been said before, delivered more than $1.1 million in cost savings, cost avoidance, and external grants. These results reflect our commitment to running an efficient, forward-thinking municipal government. One example is the implementation of our innovative AI-powered road assessment program, which will generate ongoing efficiencies while improving how we maintain our infrastructure. I would be remiss if I didn't thank the best township clerk anywhere for yet another stellar year. Your smile and upbeat attitude have a very positive effect on everyone here at Town Hall and make working here a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
In September, our Township Council was honored to receive the Elected Officials Award from the New Jersey Municipal Management Association. This award recognizes elected officials who consistently support professional government and is a true testament to both our elected leadership and our municipal organization. We are a well-run, professional township, and this recognition confirms that. As mayor, I intend to work closely with our staff and fellow elected officials to continue this outstanding legacy. As has been said before, regarding Randolph's Round 4 affordable housing obligation, our Township Council staff and professionals successfully negotiated our prospective need from 355 additional affordable units down to a realistic development potential of 28. This is a major accomplishment and demonstrates how hard we have worked to protect Randolph from overdevelopment. Looking ahead, I have many goals to help Randolph Township maintain our exceptional quality of life while making thoughtful improvements for the future. I will continue to work with DOT Commissioner Francis O'Connor and his team to improve safety and address traffic issues along State Route 10. While working with the state of New Jersey can sometimes be challenging, I remain committed to viewing those challenges as opportunities for positive change. That said, as someone who has personally responded to many motor vehicle accidents, including tragic incidents involving loss of life, I know the single greatest impact on roadway safety comes from driver behavior. Please pay attention and please slow down. Arriving at your destination a few minutes later is okay, and it could save a life including your own. Our Township Council has also identified several municipal assets that require updating or possible replacement. As a result, we have engaged Santa Brino Architects to evaluate the Brundage Park Playhouse, the Artworks Building, and the VFW Building. They will conduct site inspections and engage residents through surveys and in-person meetings. This will ensure improvements that serve our community for many years to come. We anticipate conceptual plans will be available later this year and encourage everyone to participate and make your voices heard. This year also marks our nation's 250th birthday. I'm not going to try to say that word that Joe managed to say. Our America 250 Steering Subcommittee has been busy planning a variety of events in coordination with Morris County. The schedule of events is available on our website, and I encourage everyone to check it out as we celebrate throughout the year. In addition, we will conduct an energy audit to identify savings and efficiencies across our municipal buildings. In the year ahead, I will serve alongside Deputy Mayor Nisavaccia as liaison of the Board of Education, as well as liaison of the Economic Development Committee and the Safety Committee. Our Economic Development Committee had a banner year in 2025, demonstrating Randolph's strong pro-business climate, and I look forward to building on that momentum in the year ahead. As we move forward, I remain committed to promoting accessibility and responsiveness as we address the issues before the Township Council in the coming year. Thank you, and I wish everyone a happy, healthy, and successful new year. Deputy Mayor Nisavaccia.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for being here tonight. I'd like to begin by thanking my wife and best friend, Jackie, and our two children, Emma and Raymond, for being here. I count on your constant love and support. I'm so lucky to have you. The first time you held the Bible for me, you held it at my knees. Now you're taller. I don't have to bend over as much as I used to. And Emmy did a phenomenal job with the radio, so I'm so proud of you. None of us serve alone. I could not do this without my family. My sister, baby sister, is also here, and niece Eva. And my parents are here this evening. Thank you for coming. Joe, congratulations on completing your term as mayor. You had a tough year. You made the best of it, and you really excelled. So thank you very much for everything. Thank you for your time, your leadership, and your service. Well done. Congratulations as well to our new mayor, Mark Foster, number 3. I look forward to working closely with you and the full council. You'll continue to always put Randolph first on everything you do. I'd like to thank my council colleagues for selecting me to serve as deputy mayor. I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve in this role. We are very fortunate to have an exceptional municipal staff. So thank you, Township Manager Greg Pop. Thank you, Township Clerk Donna Luciani. Is the best, and our entire staff for the dedication and professionalism you bring to Randolph every single day. Thank you. We also congratulate all the volunteers being sworn in this evening. We have several people sworn in for our boards and committees. Congratulations to returning Fire Department Chief Mike Vanadia and new Deputy Chief Greg Metz. Thank you for giving your time and talents for our community. In addition to serving on several committees, I will also serve as council liaison to the Environmental Advisory and Landmark Committee and the Board of Education with Mayor Boston Housing. I will also be working with the Performing Arts Center Steering Committee to evaluate the township's existing facilities, gather input from all stakeholders, review the options, and plan a cost-effective path forward. As we all know, this year marks America's 250th birthday. I'm excited for a full year of fun and meaningful activities to celebrate our freedom and our history. There will be something for everyone. We'll begin the year with the food pantry collection on Monday, January 19th, to honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Council members will be accepting donations at the community center to help support our food pantry so we can support our neighbors in need. Additional details will be available on the Township website. In closing, I wish everyone a safe, healthy, and happy New Year. Thank you.
Councilor Chris Carey, would you like to say a few words?
Sure. Thank you, Mayor Forstenhausler. Good evening. Happy New Year. Thank you to everyone that came out tonight, our family members, friends, the elected officials. Thanks for being part of our reorganization meeting tonight. I also would like to thank my husband, who's in the back there, for all of his ongoing support for being here tonight and helping out while I serve on the town council. I do want to thank our outgoing mayor, Joe Hathaway, for his leadership during the past year. We appreciate everything he did for us this past year. And I want to congratulate our new mayor, Mark Forstenhausler, and Deputy Mayor Luna Zabaccia. Both Mark and Lou are very experienced, committed, and dedicated, and they previously served as mayor. And I know they'll do a great job leading the council and serving Randolph in 2026. I also want to recognize our wonderful township manager and all the staff and professionals. The municipal staff does a fabulous job of keeping this town safe, keeping it running smoothly, and providing quality services to all residents. And as has already been said, I want to thank all the many residents who are here tonight and not here also, but who volunteer to serve on the Randolph community on numerous advisory boards and committees. Many of you are being appointed again tonight, and also other volunteers, people that volunteer in other ways in our community, such as coaches, scout leaders, community service organizations, and especially as volunteers on the Randolph Rescue Squad and the Randolph Fire Department. You all make Randolph a better place because of what you do. As for me, during 2026, I'll continue to serve on various boards and council work groups, and I'm looking forward to another busy, productive, and rewarding year. I'll be chairing the communications work group that continues to explore ways to better communicate with residents so they feel more connected to our community and have the information they need when they need it. We've made significant advancements over the last several years in this area. I will continue to serve as the council liaison to the America 250 committee that the council created this past year to oversee and coordinate Randolph's plans for celebrating America's semi-quincentennial. We're all trying to learn that word. As we've said, we have an extensive calendar of events planned, an exciting year ahead. I hope everybody here will participate with enthusiasm in many of the activities that we have to celebrate our nation's 250 years of freedom. I will also continue to serve on the Parks and Recreation Master Plan Committee, which has made extensive progress toward developing a comprehensive roadmap that will guide future park improvements, trail connections, and program offerings for the next 10 years. The committee started working several months ago, and we have been gathering input to determine community priorities. And as of now, we have gotten input from 2,200 Randolph residents. I will also be chairing the infrastructure work group, serving on the new resident welcome work group, and emergency management work group. And I will be the council liaison to both the parks and the recreation advisory committees. Sounds like a lot of meetings on my calendar this year. In closing, I wish you all a very, very healthy and happy new year, and thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman Carey. Councilwoman Elba, would you like to say a few words?
Yes, thank you. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you for all coming out this evening. I'd like to extend my sincere thanks and appreciation to our former Mayor Hathaway for your leadership, dedication, and service to the Township of Randolph. Your tenacity, perseverance, and commitment to our town is truly appreciated. Thank you. I'd also like to extend my congratulations to our new mayor and our new deputy mayor on their appointments. I look forward to working together and supporting your leadership in the year ahead. It is truly an honor to continue to serve the residents of Randolph Township for another year. I'm grateful and honored in the trust the residents have placed in me. As Randolph continues to progress and grow, I remain committed to meet the needs of our ever-evolving community. As we begin a new year, I look forward to continuing the important work ahead, building on our progress and tackling new challenges. I am pleased to share that I'll be serving as a council liaison to the Advisory Board of Health, as well as participating in the work groups of infrastructure, land use, ordinances, recycling, and reuse sustainability. We're great recyclers. We love to recycle here in this town. I look forward to serving as a council member with integrity and the commitment to collaboration. Thank you.
Councilman Beach, would you like to?
Absolutely. Thank you, Mayor. That was my part of my shtick tonight.
Did I throw you off?
You did. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm always last, and I know everybody, thank everybody. So I was just going to say, I ditto everything that you've all said. Thank you, Joe, you know, Bartlow, et cetera. And I want to thank everybody for coming. I want to thank my husband back there, because he's been with me at these reorgs for the last 14 and a half years that I've served. So he's a great guy for coming out. He's been here, done that, but he still is committed to everything I do for this town and public service. So here's what's keeping me busy. I'm going to continue serving on the planning board, which hears subdivision and site plan applications that are generally in accordance with the township's land development regulations. With our state mandated overdevelopment laws in place, known as affordable housing, the planning board does as much as we are legally able to protect our community and our resources. The planning board is also responsible for the township circulation plan, which we worked on and approved this year. All of this can be accessed on the township website. I will also continue to serve as our chair of our facilities work group as we take our next steps in evaluating our performing arts, artwork studio, the VFW facilities, and capabilities. Our mayor spoke of this project in his remarks. This facility work group also guides the maintenance of all our township infrastructure, our buildings, everything we have. I'll continue to serve on the council's communication and technology work group, the land use work group, on our community garden committee, and I'll be chairing the recycling and sustainability work group. I want to point out that this past year, our communications work group has brought amazing results in the distribution of township information to our community through social media since the hiring of our full-time communications director over there. We ask residents and businesses to sign up to our weekly digital newsletter that comes out on a Friday afternoon to learn about all the wonderful things that are happening in our community. So if you haven't signed up for those Friday emails, I highly suggest you do. I serve as a member of the Parks and Rec Master Plan, the steering committee currently underway, which will determine the need for various future capital improvements over the next 10 years. That's our guide for where we're going to spend our money. It's been talked about. And thanks to the 2,200 residents that gave us input. As a community, we're going to hear more of the final results very soon. I'm honored to have been reappointed to represent the township on the New Jersey League of Municipalities Legislative Committee, which I really enjoy. This committee provides input to all the bills that go in front of the New Jersey Senate and Assembly. We vote to either support the bills or oppose them or hold them for more clarity. So when they get on the floor, the senators and the assembly people understand what the municipalities think of those bills that go in front of them. And I was just asked to serve on the Morris County's League of Municipalities Executive Board. I'm very happy about that. And I look forward to another great year for Randolph Township and wish you the best health and many blessings for 2026. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for everyone for attending tonight. I also would like to thank my family, who my husband Scott is running our children around tonight, Jason and Elizabeth, but I do want to mention them for their constant encouragement and support, as well as the children's curiosity about the role of the council, which I think is a very important thing for them to learn. As we enter a new year, I'm thankful for my fellow council members, Manager Koff, Clerk Luciani, and all township staff, and I look forward to continue to work collaboratively with all of you to continue to serve our residents and strengthen our community. Thank you to our outgoing Mayor Joe Hathaway. I'm grateful for the time, energy, and unwavering commitment you have given to the council and the community. Congratulations to Mayor Forstenhasler on your third term as mayor. Your strong commitment, leadership, and volunteerism are inspiring and will lead to Randolph's achievements in the year ahead. Congratulations to Deputy Mayor Nisibaccia. You and Mayor Forstenhasler will make a great team for 2026. In 2026, I look forward to continuing my work on the Library Board, a place where curiosity is encouraged, knowledge is shared, and our community comes together. I will also continue serving on the Traffic Advisory Committee and will be part of the Wildlife Committee this year, in addition to numerous work groups. Last, I would like to commend the Randolph Department of Public Works. In 2025, Randolph had 26 storms, working 3,489 man-hours. The members of the Randolph DPW were the unsung heroes. Their impact is visible every day in the roads that we travel, the buildings we use, the water we rely on, and the safety and cleanliness of our community. We know that the work they do often requires long hours, late nights, and sometimes difficult conditions, and that it requires sacrifices not just from them, but from the loved ones who support them. So in conclusion, thank you everybody again. Have a safe and happy, healthy new year.
And real quick before we continue, I just want to thank my colleagues on the fire department for hanging in there through all the remarks. I know it gets a little lengthy and you guys have to stand up. So thank you so much. And I also just want to mention, Chief Barzullo, thank you very much, and thank you for all that the police department does for us to help keep us safe. So thank you. Next on the agenda is the swearing in the appointment of our municipal court judge.
Mayor, it would be appropriate at this time for the council to consider a motion authorizing Resolution 0126, a resolution appointing municipal court judge.
You put that underneath the swearing in on the agenda. Do I have a motion to accept Resolution R0126, appointing the new municipal court judge, Ira Cullen?
I would like to make that motion.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Thank you. Donna?
Councilman Carey?
Yes.
Councilman Elbaum?
Yes.
Councilman Hathaway?
Yes.
Councilman Thornton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Veach?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Nisibaccia?
Yes.
Mayor Flossenhauser?
Yes. Now we can swear in our municipal court judge.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of the office of.
All the duties of the office of.
Municipal court judge.
Municipal court judge.
For the Township of Randolph. According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Next, we have a new deputy chief to swear in. So Greg Mattis, if you would like to step forward. And we'll do Chief 2.
I'm going to get a little support again. I'd like to hand it to somebody. I, Greg Mattis.
I, Greg Mattis.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey. That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And the governments established in the United States.
And the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform the duties of the office of Deputy Fire Chief. Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of.
All the duties of.
The office of Deputy Fire Chief.
The office of Deputy Fire Chief.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States of America. Do we hear a motion to approve that proclamation?
I will make that motion.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second it, Mayor.
Thank you. Donna, roll call, please.
Councilman Carey.
Yes.
Councilman Elbaum.
Yes.
Councilman Hathaway.
Yes.
Councilman Thornton.
Yes.
Councilman Veach.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Nizavachia.
Yes.
Mayor Fossenhauser.
Yes. Next, we have resolution R0226, a resolution recognizing Martin Luther King Jr. Day and Black History Month.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion for resolution 0226.
Thank you. I hear a second.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Draw the roll call, please.
Councilman Carey.
Yes.
Councilman Elbaum.
Yes.
Councilman Hathaway.
Yes.
Councilman Thornton.
Yes.
Councilman Veach.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Zabachia.
Yes.
Mayor Fossenhauser.
Yes. Next is our consent agenda. Do we hear a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I'll make that motion, Mayor.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Donna, roll call, please.
Councilwoman Carey.
Yes.
Councilwoman Elbaum.
Yes.
Councilman Hathaway.
Yes.
Councilwoman Thornton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Veach.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Zabachia.
I'm staying on resolution 20-26. Yes on everything else.
Mayor Fossenhauser.
Yes. We're now open to the public. This township is now open to the public for any general comments. The Township Council welcomes any comments, suggestions, and questions during the public comment period. However, the purpose of this open public comment session is not to engage in a dialogue. If you have a specific question, please pose it and then follow up with staff via telephone or email. Comments are limited to 6 minutes. Seeing and hearing none, I'll close the public portion of the meeting. And I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
I make that motion, Mayor.
Thank you. Do you have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Thank you. Donna?
Councilman Elbaum.
Yes.
Councilman Hathaway.
Yes.
Councilman Carey.
Yes.
Councilman Thornton.
Yes.
Councilman Veach.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Nizavachia.
Yes.
Mayor Fossenhauser.
Yes. For adjournment.